The sermon title for this week is The Way of Peace, Luke 19:37-42. Let us pray. Dear loving Lord God, creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is normally a time of winter holidays, spring breaks, and getaway vacations. It is different this year, 2020. There are fewer trips abroad, and those who are out of the country made every effort to return. There are still some today, many people who are unable to get home, held on cruise ships or in countries where the borders are closed, and the trips planned well in advance are canceled. Instead, the global human family is on a journey no one could ever plan or anticipated. We are on a journey that, in spite of its chaos, is still hopeful. We see signs of hope, human activity ceasing, allowing the earth to breathe and heal, the triumph of the human spirit, evident in selfless acts of kindness and mercy. There was an ER nurse who said on a television interview that even after a long shift, she wanted to be back at work because she shared a sense of purpose and meaning with her colleagues, one she has never experienced before. This can be a rich time, a journey pregnant with possibilities. However, I understand it is not the fast we would have chosen for Lent, but it is the fast we have received. Fast from the world's distraction, from busyness and unnecessary consumerism. It is not an easy journey, requiring personal sacrifice on our own part so that we can all be safe. Today, our Lenten journey takes us to Palm Sunday, also called the Sunday of the Passion. We retell the journey of Jesus towards the ultimate sacrifice, his life. He is headed to the cross, beginning with shouting crowds as he rode through them, knowing that most were looking perhaps for a savior who would rid them of their Roman oppressors. If Jesus had been a politician, he would have won them over today, for they earnestly and gladly supported him, spreading their garments on the road ahead of him and cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. However, the irony is that a few days after this loud endorsement, some of those people would bow to political pressure and desert him. They would stand in a courtyard yelling for his death. On Palm Sunday, we too are in the crowd, praising Jesus for his triumphant entry into our hearts. Yet 5 days from now, some of us will stand on the sidelines, letting Jesus, stumbling under the weight of the cross, crawling past us, saying nothing. This day should remind us to guard against superficial praise for Jesus, as it forces us to remember all aspects of Holy Week. We recognize how readily we will join in the celebration, yet run from unpleasant events, even when Christ calls us to stand brave and firm in our faith. We see the crowd first celebrate Christ's coming to the city and then join in the call for his crucifixion. Can we recognize our own tendencies to faithlessness, to turning away as many of Jesus' disciples will? For each of us know at a deep level, we know the cost of discipleship is too high. It is not for the faint-hearted. It is a journey of death, death to our own wants and desires, and instead, it calls for living a life in Christ. It is a journey not unlike the one we're on now, that asks you and I to die to ourselves daily. A disciple's life is not for sprinters. It is for long-distance runners, marathons. To make the journey will take up most of our life and then some, and we will not always get it right. We will mess up, we will fail, we will stumble, and we will deny Christ. Yet, as the prophet Zechariah says, we are prisoners of hope, whose God wants us to give us double blessings for each of our troubles, that though we are pressed every side by troubles, we are not crushed. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. The wonder of this day is that Jesus took the journey into Jerusalem for you and me. He endured the cheering crowds, knowing that they would turn against him. He still made the journey, riding on the humblest of beasts, a donkey, for our salvation, for our freedom, for our lives. He did all of this for us. He made the journey from Palm Sunday to Good Friday to Easter Sunday so that he could journey into hearts and minds. He wants his kingdom to come alive in us now. And scripture is clear that our lives no longer belong to us. And Paul writes, "My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is not I who live, but Christ who lives in me." The life we live right now in 2020 is not about you or me. It is about Jesus Christ. It is about what Jesus does in our lives, for our lives, and through our lives. "For you are not your own," Paul writes. "You were bought at a price." And this is what it means to be a disciple. Today, our journey to Jerusalem begins. Let us remember the journey that Jesus has taken for us. Remember the road Jesus traveled and rejoice that it was for love of us that led him to do it. How will we respond to such greater love? Will we also walk that road of love? Let us pray. Oh my God, stand by me against all the world's wisdom and reason. Not mine, but yours is the cause. I would prefer peaceful days and to be out of this turmoil. But yours, O Lord, is this cause. It is righteous and eternal. Stand by me, O God, in the name of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, who shall be my defense and shelter, my mighty fortress, through the might and strength of your Holy Spirit. God help me. Amen.